This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. The Wisconsin Senate this fall is expected to take up proposed legislation that would require the state's high school students to receive financial literacy education before they graduate. Currently, only a minority of states require such education.
That squares with new data collected by the Milwaukee-based organization Secure Futures. The group commissioned a study of some 500 teens around the country about their own finances and how they learned about money management.
The study is just out this morning. Brenda Campbell is president and CEO of Secure Futures, and she's with us in the studio to talk more about what they learned. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the baseline here. What is it that you already know about teens and financial literacy, and what were you seeking to, what were the gaps in that knowledge that you were seeking to fill by conducting the survey?
Right, Mitch. The last survey of the nationwide survey, there was an indication that only 17 states in our nation actually require some type of financial education before kids graduate from high school.
So that is fewer than half of the states have any requirement among their teens.
Absolutely. And Wisconsin included, there is no requirement for financial education.
So then by conducting this survey, you were trying to learn what?
We were trying to gauge where teens may be learning about money and their level of preparation for their financial futures.
Well, before we get to why that's so important, let me ask you, what did you ask these the people who participated in the survey?
We kept the survey pretty brief. We really wanted to just focus in. So first and foremost, where are they learning to manage money? Secondly, we wanted to just get a gauge of what their level of preparation is. So what are they doing now that is an indication of longer-term financial capability? And the fun question for us was, what course would you think should be mandated before you graduate from high school and enter into the adult world?
What course, based on a list of the following?
Absolutely. And of course, financial education was one of those that was included.
Well, so, okay, let's walk through the data from the beginning here. Where are teens generally learning about their finances?
Well, interesting. I think it's positive that more of them say that they're learning from their parents. So that's a good thing. But of concern to us is second leader, 37% said they're learning from the internet.
What's wrong with learning from the internet?
Well, who knows what they might be coming across out there as they Google. So, you know, that to us was really scary, just not having any clue what they're stumbling upon and, you know, what information they might be getting out there.
There are some reputable sources on the internet, ways to learn about budgeting. But when you talk about the catch-all of the internet, that the quality control is not necessarily there.
That's so true. I mean, we don't know where they're going and what they're finding out there, but you're right. There is some great stuff, but there's also a lot of scary stuff.
Well, what's at stake here? Why is it so important at the teenage? And you were asking teens from 13 to 17 here. Why are those such important ages to be getting these lessons?
Our target is high school juniors and seniors. We really believe that age 16 to 18 is the sweet spot for financial education. If you can catch teens while it's relevant, while they care, while they know they need it, but before they've made mistakes, that is key. So clearly, once they head into adulthood, if they get started on the wrong foot, it can take years to undo some of the damage that's done with, you know, using check cashing stores or payday loan stores or getting into serious trouble with credit card debt.
Well, so let me ask you this. I don't know exactly how old you are, but neither of us has been a teen for a few years anyway. What's the kind of financial information that at that age, I mean, we're not talking about planning for retirement when you're talking about a 16-year-old. What are the important kinds of financial lessons that kids that age ought to be learning that are covered, you know, either in school or in some other way, like from their parents?
Yeah, well, and from their parents, and also what we teach in our program at Secure Futures. I mean, we are keeping this program to the basics. And yes, you're right, it's been a few years since I've been a teen and in high school. But
me too.
What
just trying to qualify that.
What we're focused on is budgeting and saving. We really want teens to understand the starting point there. So if you think about it, what is a budget but a plan? When you know what income is coming in, what's going out, that helps you to plan for the future. So that's a key part of the program. We want teens to understand the importance of starting early, saving, and think about the power of compound interest. The power of compound interest is in time. And what do teens have better than you and I? Time. So we really want them to get those basics. Also, if you look at credit, you know, getting started on the right foot is so important with credit. It is so easy for young adults to find themselves in pretty serious credit card debt that will take years to undo. So helping them understand how to responsibly manage credit and the importance of, you know, knowing how to build a positive credit score, those are critical. And then finally, banking. We really believe that banking is the place to start. When it comes to saving, you need to start with a bank account, and knowing how to responsibly manage that account is pretty critical.
Now, that was another thing that you asked. You asked how many teens already have a bank account, right?
We did.
And what does the data show?
40% of the teens in that survey already had a bank account. So plenty of room for growth there.
And how well are teens planning? That was another area that you asked about.
There's some cause for concern there. We were really looking at three indicators of financial capability. So one would be the bank account. Two would be, do they know how they're going to pay for college? So 38% of teens in the survey said they do know how they'll pay for college. And then are they using some sort of budget? And only 21%. But I think the real concern there, 28% of the teens surveyed said none of the above. So there's an indication of a lot of room for growth there.
Okay. And then you mentioned that the kind of fun question is the coursework that teens thought ought to be included in high school. And where does financial literacy come in that survey?
Yeah, we were very excited to see that ranking as number one. So 43% of the teens surveyed said financial education should be taken before they graduate from high school. Other choices included foreign language, calculus, U.S. history, and Phi-Ed. I have yet to see what I'm doing with calculus as an adult, but I tell you, I need my financial education every single day.
What do you think the upshot is to the rest of us as adults? What should we be doing with this information as it pertains to the teens around us?
Well, I think if you're the parent of a teen, make sure that you are teaching and modeling solid financial behavior. And, you know, look at your school. Is your school providing some sort of financial education for your children? What can you do to encourage that? If your school offers an elective personal finance course, you know, I think you urge your teen to take that course.
Is that typically how schools are offering financial education?
There is a number of schools that do offer an elective course. We're seeing an exciting trend in Wisconsin in that more and more schools here in our state are requiring some type of financial education for students before graduation, and we absolutely support that at Secure Futures, and kudos to those school districts that have taken it upon themselves to put that mandate in place. But let's face it, there are still thousands of teens in this state and thousands upon thousands across the country that are getting nothing. We are not giving them a fair shot entering adulthood, and I really believe that they're set up for failure.
I gather you had some hard lessons along the way yourself that kind of inform how you come at this topic.
I did. I went to the school of hard knocks myself. My parents were very good savers. I think that my school did not offer even an elective personal finance course. I just, you know, missed a lot of the basics and had to learn the hard way.
For you, was it teaching yourself? Were there people that were important as you got older?
I think I definitely went to that school of hard knocks and learned some painful lessons, especially in regard to managing credit and dealing with credit cards. And I was just lacking any education in investing. And, think I got a very late start with investing. And obviously, as I said earlier, the power in compound interest is starting early and letting time work for you.
So were there particular surprises in this data? I know that there's sort of full survey data that's still out there. As you're crunching the numbers, have there been particularly big surprises for you?
I think the big surprise was, in looking at where teens are learning how to manage money, pleasantly surprised to see number one being parents and, kudos to those parents who are taking it upon themselves to do that well. But it shouldn't be a surprise because we know our kids are on the internet all the time. But that was scary to us to see that 37% of them relying on the internet for that type of education. Who knows what they're running into out there?
So did you break the numbers down by region? Do we have some appreciation for, how people in the Midwest do versus any place else in the country?
Yes, we did see that looking at our data. We saw scores slightly higher for teens in the East, slightly lower for teens in the southern states, but otherwise pretty comparable nationwide.
So Wisconsin is not necessarily doing anything especially wrong nor especially right when it compares to the rest of the country.
That's how it looks, yes.
Well, Brenda Campbell, thank you so much. Hope we can talk again down the road.
Thank you.
Brenda Campbell is president and CEO of Secure Futures, a Milwaukee-based nonprofit that does financial education and coaching. You'll find a link to the group's study on teens and money management at wuwm.com.